else you wanted to say about technology?
No, none of my friends understand that aspect of me. They just, everyone just assumes that I must be a real technocrat, that I probably have every gadget on the planet, and that I must be logged on constantly. And in the meantime, in my life, I have probably gone on the web twice, and it's with someone else that has their hand there clicking for me. And they just don't understand that. One of my friends says, "Boy, you're funny. How do you survive?" I think quite well, thank you.
Okay. Well, actually, we've pretty much come to the end of the things that I wanted to ask you about. But usually at the end, I just kind of open it up and ask you if there's anything else you'd like to amend or add to the record.
Oh, no, amendments, I think, will, after I say, may end up being sealed until 3,000.
Uh-huh.
No. If we've covered all the areas, I think that's it.
Okay.
I mean, do you ask people where they think they're going to be 10 years from now?
Well, you
20
know,
years from now?
Well, you know, you touched on that. So
oh, because I said I was going to retire.
Right, so I didn't actually go back to it, but I'd love to hear what you plan to be doing in 5 or 10 or 20 years.
No, I still think that for the next 10 years, maybe I'll be lucky, and I will start to view this as less of a stress than I have in the first 10, but I am not sure that it's going to get easier or significantly easier for me to change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I do really want to have it that at any point after that, from about age 50 on, I can wake up if it's no longer fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's, if I'm talking about something being a stress and then saying if it's no longer fun, you could say it's stressful. Why would you view that as fun? I mean, it's very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of the most rewarding jobs I think anyone could have, in my opinion. It, because it has so much freedom attached to it. With the freedoms, you have your prices that you have to pay, which often are the stresses of the competition to get the grants, the competition to publish the papers or to recruit the best people or to recruit anyone, and to be able to maintain a certain level of productivity. I would like to try my hand in the business sector.
Oh.
I've considered setting up my own biotech company. I've looked into it. I don't think it's just my perception that it's not as easy here in the New York City area to do as it seemed to be when I was up in Boston or in Cambridge, where there are so many biotech companies, and every professor at MIT has one or two or ten that they've started or that they sit on the advisory boards of. So that's a very different kind of way of doing science than the way I do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And in some respects, I think I can be very good at it. I don't know if that's a fact or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I have some good ideas and some good projects that have potential. So for right now, I use my time that I sit on the patent committee here to kind of develop some thoughts and skills in that area. And I interact a lot with drug companies, either to do consulting work or collaborative work. Now I've been invited onto the scientific board of one of the companies. So I'm learning some new skills. So I might like to go in that direction. Mm-hmm. And it could just be that, you know, 10 years from now, that'll be the right time for me to do it. Mm-hmm. After I have, for 20 years, if I train people to do basic research in an area that I feel passionate about, then that's great. And if I can then get into, in a more hands-on way, a product development, it would be in that area. Mm-hmm. And then it would be me being less of a mentor and more into the technology and development end. Mm-hmm. And so I think that might be a way to spend a portion of my career. I wouldn't just retire and sit on my porch. If I did, at least I would write science fiction.
Science fiction.
To, you know, possibly targeting it towards the youth to get their little minds going and thinking, you know, in wild and creative ways that might inspire them to go into the sciences. Mm-hmm. So that would be another option, but I would probably have to have a good editor that would turn it into English, punctuate it properly for me.
Oh, but see, with the screenplay, it doesn't have to be proper.
Okay.
because people speak the way they speak, right?
That's true, yeah.
See, I'm from the land of screenplay writers, so.
Okay, there.
Yeah.
So that would, that's a possibility.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Well, thank you for your time, and we'll send you the draft of this.
Okay.